What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 85 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts because Coach Lauren is back today. Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today for this Mindset Monday, we're going to be discussing knowing when to push. When is it time to fucking go all in and just push?
Yes, this is a very relevant topic with me currently still being a little bit sick. I'm recovering, but yeah, super mad that I missed the podcast on Friday. But y'all, I was just fucking dead. Yeah, I remember kind of hearing him film. It's kind of like a fever dream. But yeah, feeling a little bit better at this point. But this is a very relevant topic because with me being in competition prep and sick right now, you know, it can be really hard to navigate that because every part of me wants to keep pushing, but at the same time, you know, you always know that maybe if you push too much, you're really just going to stunt that recovery and you're just going to end up being sick for so much longer. So we're going to be discussing kind of how we go about knowing when to push versus knowing when to pull back a little bit and rest.
Yeah, definitely when it comes to in contest prep, especially, context is so important. Where the biggest thing is assessing, where are you in your prep? Or do you have time to take a week to step back and, you know, chill the fuck out? Or is it like, hey, I need to be burning as many calories as possible. I need to be on my shit. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm going to get stage lean. So that's always a huge, huge question you have to ask yourself when it comes to knowing if you should push or not.
Yeah, exactly. And even at that point, even if you don't necessarily have time, like I wouldn't even say I have time to step back right now. But at the same time, it's like, you might actually just be doing way more harm, you know, trying to go to the gym and push through, just causing so much inflammation. So with that being said, you know, burning the amount of calories, if you are deep into a competition prep, that is going to be your most important part, burning the amount of calories. And I wouldn't say that going in the gym and lifting super heavy is going to be in your best interest when you are sick on comp prep. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do still. There's just so much context that goes into it. How deep are you? Do you have any spare time? That's why, you know, ideally you're not going to be rushing into your competition prep anyway. So ideally you would have a little bit of time to be able to pull back.
Yeah, definitely the deeper you are, the less, the more you have to push because your body's so sensitive as is. You're going to have muscle degradation really, really fucking quick. If you take a step back when you're like 3 weeks out, you're not eating anything, you're starving, and then all of a sudden you don't lift for a week, your body is going to feel that, and it's going to be hard for you to bring that muscle fullness back, everything you've missed out on for a week.
Exactly. While pushing super hard is important, and you know, there are going to be times when you just feel like absolute shit in competition prep, but it's just about being in tune with your body and like, hey, do I just feel like shit today? Like, am I just tired or am I actually like really sick? It's important to be realistic about that because the reality is there are going to be days when you're just tired and feel like shit. And it's important to know the difference between those two. But the other important thing is just making sure that you discuss this with your coach and kind of come up with a game plan together. So how I kind of handled being a little bit sick is I took it easy on the lifting portion in the gym. I actually took a day off from lifting to try to recover, but I still made sure I was doing my cardio, burning my calories, and hitting my nutrition. And hitting that nutrition honestly was the hardest part for me because I have had negative zero appetite.
Yeah, hitting your nutrition when you're sick is definitely something that's super, super hard, but when you're on prep, it's definitely something that's super, super needed. The only reason you shouldn't be hitting your nutrition is if you have like an actual stomach virus where you're just vomiting everything you're trying to eat, because then there's nothing you can do at that point. But if you can get food down, I don't give a fuck, you know, how full you are or how your appetite is, just get it down. You really, really want to try to stay as consistent as possible with that, or it can really fuck things up.
Yeah, so I want to go over really quickly just kind of some signs that, hey, maybe I need to take a step back. I need to prioritize recovery a little bit more, or maybe it's just time for a deload or something like that. So getting into that, some signs that your body might just need a little bit of rest. You might be having some poor digestion or any just gut health issues. You've noticed that you're feeling a lot more bloated, more full than normal. Maybe you hit a plateau. This can go for weight loss or weight gain if you're just not trending as fast as you normally do, which for me right now, I know that's true. I have never been somebody to struggle with weight loss or struggle with, you know, getting there, staying on the track that I had set for myself. You know, I was in this super, super long off season. I had this set up. I had, all right, so if I pull this amount of calories, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to be real with you guys. It's not going exactly according to plan right now because my body's sick. So that's just another sign that, hey, I might need to rest a little bit more in this instance. You also might be struggling with your appetite or anything like that. You might be struggling with sleeping. You might be feeling a little bit more anxious or depressed than normal. You might have trouble focusing, or another one, you might be losing some focus in the gym or outside of the gym, maybe even just in your daily life.
Yeah, for sure. And looking at this list to me, it's telling me more and more about trying to stick to nutrition the best you can, because poor digestion, bloating, a lot of these things can also be caused by if you're sick and laying in bed all day and you stop getting in the water you should be getting in, you stop getting in the fiber you should be getting in. All of those things can add up and actually make everything so much worse, for sure. So it is that balancing act where, okay, if you do want to take a step back, you still need to be like, okay, how am I going to get in the nutrients I need to get in? How am I going to make sure, you know, I'm getting in my water, my hydration, whatever it may be, making sure you're getting that in. Even with your calories, if you just can't get in your calories the exact same way, maybe you need to get it in from your sugary Pedialytes or something like that, whatever you need to do. But there are ways to try and take a step back while still progressing or at least staying stagnant.
Yeah, exactly. And right now we're mostly referring to being in competition prep. When you're in your off season, say you're super deep into it and you get sick, like,
just take a step back.
Yeah, it can look a little bit differently. You can absolutely take a step back, rest, you know, just eat what you can eat. It's going to look so differently, but it's just such a tricky thing to balance in competition prep. And I don't feel like it's talked about very much. Everyone just thinks like, oh, you're just chilling, vibing the whole time, but absolutely not. You know, obstacles can get thrown in your way, and let's be real, like, if you're coming down with a super bad sickness for over a week, it can really, really negatively impact your prep and could potentially even ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just saw Seabomb this last Olympia. He won the Olympia, but he tore his bicep, we found out, like, 3 weeks out. And that shit that can happen. Like, you just don't know. You don't know what can happen. And it's definitely not talked about enough. And, you know, assessing, like Lauren said, I believe the most important thing is really, really being completely transparent with your coach and communicating what's going on, because they've probably experienced it with someone else or experienced it themselves. They can give you some sort of guidance to make sure, you know, you're on track. Or maybe they're going to say, hey, this is really serious. Our timeline is already tight as is. Maybe we need to push the show back. That's always something that can happen as well. And if that happens, it's not the end of the fucking world. Like, it's just unfortunate, and you just have to move on and keep grinding.
Yeah, exactly. So some people might find it a little bit hard to understand why sometimes that you should take a step back rather than just trying to push through the pain, because I know, especially us, we're always the people to say, just do it, just fucking get it done, doesn't matter. Like, but there's a time and a place for everything. So why are there instances that maybe you should actually take a step back and not get it done?
If you're severely ill, that's definitely, you need to take a step back then. Because it's just, first of all, you're going to get everyone else sick who you're around. And second of all, your body just needs to recover. But like I said, even then, getting in calories, getting in Pedialyte, you know, things like that. I hate just the term taking a step back. You can take a step back from training when you need to, things like that, and still check other boxes. So that's always something people have to keep in mind. I'm just really trying to emphasize that taking a step back is not doing whatever the fuck you want to do for a week or however long it is. Always remember that.
Yeah, something I've just been having to remind myself of is when your body is sick, when your body is not at its best, which honestly, like, my body hasn't been at its best, like, for like a month now, just because I've had really severe allergies and it's been really causing a lot of inflammation. But the unfortunate reality is that when your body's not at its best, your body's priority is trying to become its best, is trying to fight off the sickness, is trying to reduce its inflammation. And unfortunately, your body's priority is not weight loss. And it can be really frustrating. That's why it is so important to have your health in check, because you want your body to be responding how it should be responding.
Yeah, 100%. So making sure you're health, making sure you are checking all your boxes, making sure you're recovering as fast as possible is so important. That's really the thing, right? When you need to take a step back, it's looking at, is me taking a step back going to help me recover a lot faster, or am I going to recover anyway? So it's exactly. Like, if you have a cold, realistically, regardless if you lay in bed or if you go try to get some exercise in, you're going to heal the same time. You're going to get some cold medicine. It's going to be 2-3 days and then you're going to be fine. Versus if you have something more serious, like let's say you have a really serious case of the flu. It's possible where, hey, if you keep pushing yourself, you're running this fever, everything's going really, really poorly, you could end up just hurting yourself more training rather than just
exactly. You're not going to be making any gains. You're losing any fat like while you have the flu. So there's no point. Honestly, you just need to be sleeping as much as possible.
Yeah, sleep is the best form of recovery, guys. So just maximizing sleep and still just getting in food, making sure you're making sure you're giving your body nutrients it needs is really, really important. Probably just going to have to stick to liquids if you are ever sick and you need to take a step back like that. That's going to be a big priority of yours, and you'll just end up not eating as much protein while you're sick.
Yeah, so just make sure that if you do need to take the step back, that you're actively trying to recover as fast as possible. You know, taking hot baths, going in the sauna. Not if you're too sick. Don't be going in the sauna or anything unless you have your own. But these things can help. Make sure you're getting in a ton of electrolytes. Still trying to get a little bit of light movement in. It can really help too.
A calculated step back, guys. That's probably the best term you can call it. You don't just take a step back. You take a calculated step back when you need to. Always talk to your coach. Your coach is going to be able to tell you very quickly whether this makes sense to take a step back or not, or how big of a step back to take. Definitely. That's exactly why you need one, because someone assessing themselves, you're not in the right headspace. If you're sick, anything like that, you're probably not making the right decision for yourself.
Exactly. Alrighty, guys. Well, hopefully none of you get sick anytime soon in comp prep, but if you do, I hope this helps you figure out how to navigate it.
Absolutely, guys. Peace.